You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Founded in 2013, a Payadora Tango Ensemble has quickly become one of Toronto's most vibrant and sought-after acts. Payadora performs an expansive repertoire that draws from the height of Buenos Aires tango tradition, and they draw from eclectic backgrounds in classical, jazz, Latin, Eastern European folk music, and improvisation. They have a CD release show coming up this Saturday at December 9th at Gallery 345. With us to talk about it is Rebecca Wolkstein. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now tell me, what inspired you to bring the quartet together and these particular instruments?
Well, in college, I was studying at the Cleveland Institute of Music, and I was introduced to records of Astor Piazzolla, and I really fell in love with the music, and ever since then, I wanted to have my own tango ensemble.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah. How is it that you came to approach these particular people?
Actually, it took years for me to find these people.
Really?
Yeah, so I was searching and playing with different musicians, and I tried different instrumentation until I found exactly what I liked best.
Oh, that's terrific. And you're not from Toronto. You're born in Wisconsin?
That's right.
And what brought you up to Toronto? Was it to study?
No, I met my husband now, and also he's at the Cleveland Institute of Music. We were both classical violin students there, and although he ended up being more known as a jazz violinist, his name is Drew Jureka, and he is also our record producer.
Oh, lovely.
For both of our records, this being our second record. Mm-hmm.
Well, what is it about the tango? What attracts you the most to this type of music?
I guess it would be the romanticism, the rhythm, and the passion, but also the subtlety and elegance. It runs the gamut of all the emotions that any of us ever experience, and I feel like my training has led me to the ability to bring forth the music in the way that I would like.
Mm-hmm. So what is on the CD and what is the name of the CD?
The CD is called Volando, which means flying.
Oh, nice.
And the very first composition that I have ever written is on this record, and it is called Volando. So I named it after that. And it's totally unlike me to have musical ideas in my head that are not my own. But when we were flying back from Nova Scotia in September from a couple concerts, I started to have accordion melodies in my head. And then within the next month, I wrote this piece and thought I'd call it Flying from that experience.
Does this spur you on to write more?
It does.
Yeah? Yeah.
Do you spend very much time composing?
No, and I wrote that piece very quickly. Like, you know, I couldn't sleep. I just I just sat at the computer and worked on it until we had a deadline of a show in October, and I told the guys, okay, I have some ideas. Can we workshop this? And then a week later, we were performing it.
Wow.
That's all right.
Good for you. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
And the fact that you wrote it on a computer.
Yeah, well, I kept going over to the piano and to the violin and recording myself, and then I'd go over to Sibelius.
Sibelius, right.
And type it in, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your accordionist. Who is that that you wrote that piece for?
I didn't write it for him.
For him, particularly.
But the sound of the accordion was in my ear.
In your ear.
Mm-hmm. But the names of the musicians in the ensemble are Branko Djinovic, who plays accordion, and he's from Serbia, and He's been here studying with Joe Massarolo on the accordion, doing his doctorate, and we both did our doctorates at U of T. And on the piano, we have Robert Horvath, who recently performed a Rachmaninoff piano concerto with Cathedral Bluffs, and he studied at the Liszt Academy. And Joe Phillips, who is the principal bass in London Symphonia, and highly in demand in all different styles and on tour with Jamie Stone regularly.
Which is pretty ideal for the quartet, isn't it? In
those
different styles.
You have to have all of these, you know, abilities technically. You have the classical skills and then bringing jazz improvisation to it, and all kinds of experiences help.
Okay. Is there any, You know, I mean, the music tango, we think of, when I think of tango, I think of movement. Do you move around at all when you're playing?
No more than your average musicians.
I see. It's just a sort of a passion.
Most
in
people,
the heart.
Yeah, most people think of the dance, but then if they come to our show, they see that the music is every bit as important as the dance and has so much stylistic differences between each piece. Even within one piece, you experience every emotion.
Right. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Rebecca Wolkstein about the Piodora Tango Ensemble. They have a new CD release, show and party, coming up this Saturday at Gallery 345. That's 345 Sororin in High Park. You can call 647-688-2352 or go to piodora.com for more information. Thank you.
Let's sample that disc
right
now.
Indeed.